While Hitler hated the pro-Russian sympathies of the Social Democrats, he carefully studied that movement and its techniques. As described by William Shirer, during Hitler's Vienna years from 1909 to 1913, at home he began to read the Social Democratic press, examine the speeches of its leaders, study its organization, reflect on its psychology and political techniques, and ponder the results. He came to three conclusions which explained to him the success of the Social Democrats. They knew how to create a mass movement without which any political party was useless. They had learned the art of propaganda among the masses. And finally, they knew the value of using what he calls spiritual and physical terror. In Mein Kampf, Hitler describes a mass demonstration by Vienna workers. "For nearly 2 hours, I stood there watching with bated breath the gigantic human dragon slowly winding by." How did the early Nazis want other people to see them? We must look at the promotional material, and this is clear and simple. In some cases, you have only to start with a communist poster, change the wording from Russian to German, then switch Stalin's portrait to that of Hitler, and you will end up with the Nazi poster. However, as the charming luster of communism is tarnished by news of Stalin's actions, and perhaps to better build their own political brand, the Nazis drop such a direct allusion to their heritage. But they never abandoned their socialist title, and in essence, Nazism was a softer variant of communism that was easier to sell to voters. Hitler, the frustrated artist but now becoming a master propagandist, came up with an inspiration that can only be described as a stroke of genius, the swastika emblem of Nazism. As with other socialist movements, or for that matter any successful conceptual political movement like Soviet communism, a regular newspaper was established and wealthy individuals began to contribute funds, connections, and key members of the party. Hitler's genius for propaganda was unrivaled, but it was his oratory that took the combination of all propaganda efforts to a completely different level.